from Joe Musgrave Street. This is TheBealPod.com, The Week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from scenic Port Moresby. Today is Thursday, the 5th of May, 2016. Uploading a little late this week. Sorry about this. On this date in 1260, Kublai Khan becomes ruler of the Mongol Empire. 1260. In 1816, The Examiner publishes John Keats' first poem. 1821, Napoleon dies in exile as a British prisoner on St. Helena. 1860, Giuseppe Garibaldi sets sail from Genoa, leading the expedition of the Thousand to conquer the Kingdom of the Two Sicilies, giving birth to the Kingdom of Italy. 1862, the appropriately named Cinco de Mayo happens. The not very important Battle of Puebla, or really an excuse for confused gabachos in the United States to wear sombreros and attend Mexican beer brand sponsored parties at bars. 1877, Sitting Bull leads his band of Lakota Sioux into Canada to avoid harassment by the United States Army. 1912, Pravda begins publication in St. Petersburg. 1925, an arrest warrant is served to John T. Scopes for teaching evolution. 1936, Italian troops occupy Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. 1949, the Treaty of London establishes the Council of Europe in Strasbourg as the first European institution working for European integration. 1965, the Grateful Dead make their first appearance in Menlo Park, California. 1981, 27-year-old IRA member Bobby Sands dies of hunger after a 66-day hunger strike in Longkesh prison. 1994, the signing of the Bishkek Protocol between Armenia and Azerbaijan freezes the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict until fairly recently. Birthdays are Karl Marx, Tammy Wynette, and Adele. I am your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, this podcast is written by Ari Swiecka. If you'd like to comment on the forum or ask a question, go to TheBealPod.com or send us an email at TheBealPod@gmail.com. On the 3rd of May, the 29-hectare land alongside the Kurtsanisi-Shindisi Road, which is currently under some form of construction, was sold for 6.3 million lari at auction. There was only one bidder. The auction winner is obliged to construct an 80-room hotel complex within 48 months, but also create recreational space. As a reminder, Tbilisi City Hall had announced on the 22nd of April that there would be an auction. The national movement was protesting. They were saying that the land was being bought by Bidzina because he wanted it and it's adjacent to his private estate. The Georgian Co-Investment Fund confirmed that they had won the auction and bought the land. They said they will arrange to create a recreational and sports space in the 29 hectares. On the 5th of May, the national movement lawmaker Giovashadze announced that he quit the UNM. He criticized the party for having a closed style of governance by a narrow circle of leadership that voters had expected innovative and new ideas but got none. Vashadze said he will launch a new movement because that's what we need. As a note, more than a dozen party members of parliament have left the national movement since the 2012 elections, but only few of them were high profile figures like Vashadze. Before becoming a member of parliament in 2012, Vashadze served as deputy justice minister in the UNM government. He oversaw the development of the public service halls and worked closely with Zuda Adeshvili. The national movement responded that Vashadze decided to quit because he did not secure a top 10 place in the members of parliament candidate electoral list. Misha also called it Bidzina's game. Less than a week earlier, the national movement publicly presented three principles based on which they will compile their party list for members of parliament candidates for the October elections. First principle is regional representation. The regions where the national movement received more votes in the 2014 local elections will be more represented in the party list. The second principle will be based on a need for renewal and attracting new energy to the party. The third principle will be candidates named by the party leadership in order to secure continuity. According to this proposed scheme, 14 places in the top 30 of the party list will go to candidates named by the party leadership. 16 will be allocated based on regional representation. 6 places to Tbilisi, Imereti and San Miguelo will get 3 each, Kvemokhartli 2, Kakheti and Ajada 1 each. Interesting that they're coming up with a formula. I wonder what Otsneba's formula will be and who will be deciding the Otsneba names in sequence. Patriarch Ilya II endorsed and gave his blessing to the World Congress of Families that will be held in Tbilisi in May. He's even expected to participate. As a reminder, this is the 10th World Congress of Families. It's organized by evangelicals based in Illinois. It will be at the Philharmonia from the 15th to the 18th of May. The conference is meant to be to coincide with the Patriarch's new Day of Family and Respect for Parents on the 17th of May, which was established in 2014 to counter the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. On this note, there will be reports of homophobic related attacks in Tbilisi in April. The attacks were often late at night on the streets. Men were confronted and attacked by a group of men for looking gay. They were identified as gay because they were wearing earrings. For those listeners in Tbilisi, during the World Congress of Families, please send tbilpod.com photographs of attendees you see around town during the day or stumbling along Perovskaya late at night. Following up on the Lari, on the 5th of May, the National Bank bought $20 million at a foreign currency auction as the Lari continues to strengthen against the U.S. dollar. The Lari was trading at 2.214 per U.S. dollar by the late afternoon on the 5th of May. This was the National Bank's sixth intervention on the purchasing side. They bought a total of $75 million in these six interventions since mid-March. Ministry of Justice gave an updated electoral list to the Central Elections Commission, or CEC, which shows that there are 3.53 million eligible voters in Georgia. The list includes people who live in Georgia, including in Abkhazia and South Ossetia, people who are registered without indicating their address, the Georgian citizens who live abroad. Some people are confused and are criticizing the electoral list because there are 3.53 million eligible voters, but there are 3.7 million people living in Georgia, according to the new 2014 census. Ministry of Justice will also give free ID cards from the 26th of May to the 26th of June. Otherwise, ID cards generally cost about 30 lari. The International Republican Institute, or IRI, published a new survey of public opinion on Georgia. The survey was fielded by the Institute of Polling and Marketing. Data was collected through Georgia between the 12th of March, 2nd of April, through face-to-face interviews at respondents' homes. Margin of error is plus or minus 2.5%. The response rate was 72%. We will link to it. Some interesting things. Respondents were asked if there were parliamentary elections next week, who would they vote for? 20% said their first choice was the Otsneba Coalition. 19% said UNM. In the poll from last year, 36% said Otsneba and 14% said the National Movement. Over 30% said they either had no answer or would not vote for any of these parties. Asked if the parties were participating in the election independent of coalitions, 12% said they would vote for Pata Burchaladze's Georgian Development Fund. As well, 75% of the respondents said they looked on Burchaladze favorably, which was the highest favorable rating of any political figure. As a reminder, Burchaladze is an opera singer and known for his charity work, but late last year, he started a political movement and has spoken about entering politics. Other things to note in the survey, 70% of those surveyed said things in Georgia were going in the wrong direction, up from 55% in February 2015. Lawmakers from the Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia Party are openly arguing with President Mark Velashvili over his three Supreme Court nominations. Otsneba lawmaker Gio Volksi called on the president to engage in consultations with them over the nominees before they are put to vote in parliament. He said that the Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia faction is unsure how they will vote on it. The president's office rejected their call for consultations, saying that it was political horse trading and that the president won't make deals behind the scenes on these Supreme Court nominations. As a reminder, Mark Velashvili named Deputy Defense Minister Ani Dolidze as a candidate for the Supreme Court in February and named Tamar Laliashvili and Nona Todua as candidates in March. There already were parliamentary committee hearings into these nominations. The only procedure left is a vote at a parliamentary session. Mark Velashvili is totally right about this. The tradition is, and it's not really a very good system, that he puts forth three candidates and then they choose one, and that there will be a couple of pretty good candidates and one that is the compromise candidate that everybody knows beforehand is the one that's going to be elected, that's negotiated. And it's not a very good way of doing things. And I agree with him that there should not be consultation before and he should just put three good candidates. The National Movement alleges that businessmen are being forced to fund the government's Check in Georgia project. They say the project is getting more and more expensive. The cost went up by 3 million lari, and that they have information that business people are being made to pay for it. They didn't name who in particular. A Georgian was killed in fighting in Ukraine on the 1st of May in the town of Abievka near Donetsk. He was from the village of Lapankuri in Kakheti, but was living in Ukraine with his family for the past 13 years and was a Ukrainian citizen. He served in the military in Ukraine on a contractual basis and was a member of the 90th Air Assault Battalion. On the 5th of May, two people were detained by Russian border guards at the Kareli municipality near the administrative boundary line with South Ossetia. Some more information from the population census conducted by Geostat in late 2014. Now there are 223 deserted villages in Georgia. In the last census in 2002, there were 162 deserted villages. There are 157 villages which have only 1 to 5 inhabitants. There's also an agricultural census. We'll link to that as well. Two co-rapporteurs from the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe paid a fact-finding visit to Georgia from the 3rd to the 5th of May. Foreign Minister Misha Dzhanelidze attended a foreign ministerial meeting of the Visegrad Group and Eastern Partnership countries in Prague. In an interview with Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, the EU Commissioner for European Neighborhood Policy, Johannes Hahn, said he hopes that citizens of Georgia, Ukraine, and Kosovo will be able to travel to the EU without visas in 2016. There have been more accusations against the national movement that they are working to hinder the visa liberalization process. Otsneva lawmakers were writing on Facebook accusing two national movement lawmakers of not voting for a document on the visa waiver during a meeting in Brussels of the EU-Georgia Association Committee. Georgia signed an agreement with the European Commission to participate in Horizon 2020, which is the European Commission's research and innovation program. Following up on bike paths, the bike path will be through the Vere River around Mziuri Park, which were heavily damaged in the June flood last year. The bike paths are part of the new Mziuri Park project. Tbilisi City Hall said that additional cycling areas will also be created in other parts of the city, but there was not much detail beyond that. As a reminder, in previous weeks, there were reports of plans for bike paths that would cover a lot of Tbilisi, including going from Chachavadze Avenue in Bakke down to Rustaveli and the river. Georgia has become co-chair of the Open Government Partnership Program, which is an international platform uniting 69 countries to promote transparency and technology to strengthen governance. France became the chair of the Open Government Partnership last year, and Georgia will become the chair next year in 2017. The government presented a new program to finance startups. For now, they have 11 million lari of funding for the new businesses. It will go up to 35 million. The program will be coordinated by the Partnership Fund. They will be working out of the Innovation and Technology Park in Tatsminda. They will also have international experts helping. Tbilisi Zoo Director Zurab Gurialidze announced that the zoo will get more than 100 animals in late May. They'll be brought from different European zoos. 20 sheep were killed in Dedoplischaro by a speeding police car that plowed through a flock on the road. The police person then fined the shepherd 100 lari for traffic violations. Now, you know, I have driven through flocks of sheep slowly and didn't kill any of them, but I wonder how 20 sheep could actually be killed by a speeding police car. That's interesting. The Japanese manufacturer Tokyo Rope was in Georgia to scope out investment. They're potentially buying a steel cable production plant in Georgia and are interested in other infrastructure projects. 42 people died in workplaces in Georgia in 2015, according to the Public Defender. There were 108 cases where a criminal investigation was launched, 16 related in a criminal prosecution, and only 10 cases came to trial. A few days after the Public Defender released his report, a man fell from a building under construction in Batumi. He died at the scene. An investigation was launched in relation to violation of safety rules. As a reminder, the Noble Partner Joint Military Exercise will be from the 11th to the 26th of May at the Vaziani Training Area outside of Tbilisi. It will involve around 1,300 service members, including 650 Americans, 500 Georgians, and 150 British personnel. U.S. military equipment, among them Abrams battle tanks and Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, were delivered via ferry from Bulgaria to Poti on the 4th of May for the joint military exercises. Defense Minister Tinico Chidashelli says they've saved 40 million lari by reducing food imports. They are feeding the army instead with locally produced food. Previously, they were importing frozen meat from Argentina. She indicated that the money saved was being used for employment programs. The Defense Ministry signed a memorandum with several banks in Georgia to create a special army debit card for Defense Ministry employees, and they get discounts at various companies. Kosovo became the 55th member of UEFA at a congress in Budapest on the 3rd of May. 28 members of UEFA voted for them. Georgia was one of the 24 UEFA countries that voted against Kosovo. The Georgian Football Federation said that it was for foreign policy reasons. They don't recognize Kosovo because of the breakaway regions in Georgia. Prosecutor's office has charged two men for torture and illegal seizure of property of deceased businessmen Kharziani. One of the charged is a former prison head. It was in 2011 when the National Movement was in power. Kharziani was a joint shareholder in property at Turtle Lake in Tbilisi. The prosecutor's office said his business partner, who has now been charged, wanted full ownership, that he came up with a plan with the prison head, and they had Kharziani detained and charged for drug possession. In prison, they had Kharziani's cellmate abused him so that he would give up his property shares. Kharziani was released in 2013 during the large-scale amnesty carried out by the Otsneva government. He was shot dead outside his apartment in March 2015. Two men were charged with his murder. Georgian sumo wrestlers won 19 medals at the European Sumo Championship in Poland. Georgia will host the 2017 Sumo European Championships. That'll be cool. Fencer Sandro Bazadze won gold at the European Under-23 Fencing Championships in Plovdiv, Bulgaria. Wheelchair fencer Irma Hetsuriani won gold at the Wheelchair Fencing World Cup in Montreal, Canada. Ministry of Sports awarded 5-time World Chess Championship Nona Gaprindashvili the Cavalier of Sports title to mark her 75th birthday this year. Two Georgian cultural organizations, the Kote Marshanashvili State Duma Theater and Sine Doc Tbilisi Film Festival, have been awarded financial support from the EU's Creative Europe Project, which supports cultural organizations in Europe and Eastern Partnership countries. Four Georgian filmmakers will participate in the Cannes Film Festival this May. Director Dia Kulumbegashvili's new short film, Lethe, will premiere. Filmmaker Tinatin Karjrishvili will participate in the Cinema du Monde co-production platform. Nino Devdariani will participate in the networking platform Producers on the Move. Director Rusudan Chkonia will present an In the Works project at the Script Development Program. And Georgian National Film Center will have a stall at Cannes to present the Film in Georgia program. Government approved 3 new factories within the Produce in Georgia State program. There will be a high-tech livestock farming enterprise in the village of Martkopi in Kvemokartli, a construction materials manufacturing plant in Chelvachauri in Ajada, and in the Ozergeti municipality in Guria. Local company Ask Angel Alliance will be building a factory that produces mineral products. Local firm Iceberg Poti is building a new container warehouse near Poti on the Black Sea. A 7-kilometer section of the new East-West Highway is being financed by the World Bank and will open in May. 15 Georgian wine companies presented at the wine tasting event at a wine tasting event in Paris, organized by the International Organization of Vine and Wine. According to the Interior Ministry figures, Georgia had 20% more tourists this April compared to last year. Tourists are classified as those staying in the country for more than 24 hours. The number of visitors from the United Arab Emirates increased by 140% in April year-on-year. Georgia's annual inflation slowed to 3.2% in April from 4.1% a month earlier, according to Geostat. USAID has completed a five-year, $52 million project for IDP housing in Georgia. 180 IDP families were gifted homes in Tbilisi, Mtskheta, and Gori. Those are some expensive houses if you do the math. Rustavelli's Night of the Panther Skin has been translated and published into Korean by Cho Ju Kwan, a professor at Yonsei University. Kazakh Airlines SCAT will start flights in early June going to Batumi from the city of Aktau. In parliamentary news, two lawmakers from Otsneva Parliamentary Majority Group have proposed adding a separate offense for femicide to the criminal code. The bill sets punishments for femicide as a particularly severe crime, punishable with 11 to 14 years in prison. If the murdered woman is pregnant or a minor, or if the crime is committed by a group of people, punishment will be from 13 to 17 years in jail. If there are two or more victims, if the murder is particularly brutal or is a contract killing, it will be punishable with 16 to 20 years. As well, in cases where there is not femicide, but there is serious or light injuries, beating, forcing, or threatening based on gender, it will be categorized as a crime committed under aggravated circumstances. Following up previous stories, Parliament will discuss next week the proposed constitutional ban on same-sex marriages. As a reminder, the Constitution currently defines marriage as a union between two spouses. The proposal here is to define it as a union of a man and a woman. In April, there were public discussions throughout Georgia on the bill, which is a requirement concerning constitutional amendments. Now the bill has to go through committee hearings, after which Parliament will consider whether to approve it or not. The meme this week is a GIF that was going around on Facebook during Easter. It's a confused Travolta meme. He's standing on an empty Rustavelli Avenue wondering where everyone's gone because everyone's left for the village to drink at their relatives' graves after Easter. Stuff to read. Radio Free Liberty Radio Europe goes to Guria to watch Easter Lelo games. Also, RFERL reports on moving the border in South Ossetia. Samsung filmed their commercial for the S7 phone for the Vietnam market in the newly renovated and opened Tbilisi Opera House. You can see it here. Agriculture census collected by Geostat, as mentioned earlier. The IRI public opinion poll, as mentioned earlier. Anna Nemtsova for the Daily Beast looks into nuclear material trafficking in Georgia. It's quite interesting. MTV had a video explainer that went viral about the history and confusion over the word Caucasian. Very, very interesting. I'd encourage everyone to take a look at that, especially Americans, which is the only group that actually uses that term so much. The AP features mother-son shooters Nino Salukwadze and Sotne Machavariani, who will both be competing at the Rio Olympics in August. BBC Travel provides a guide on how to survive a Georgian Supra. The Dallas Morning News also explores how to drink and eat in Tbilisi. All these things to read will be posted on our forum. This week's dive bar number is 268,000. This is how much In Lodi, the Alliance of Patriots, received in donations in April 2016, according to the Financial Monitoring Service. Together, political parties received about 600,000 lari in donations, so the Alliance of Patriots received over a third of what all parties got combined. The party will receive the second largest amount. The party that received the second largest amount of donations was Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia, followed by Girici, or the Pinecones. National Movement received a mere 900 lari in donations. If you're in Tbilisi this weekend, Saturday, there will be another protest against Panorama. They're meeting at 1 p.m. outside Georgian Dream TV station Sololaki. We'll report on that next week. David Bloss and Nino Bakradze from the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project will talk about the Panama Papers. They're going to be at the Frontline Club of Georgia on Asatiani Street in Sololaki Monday the 9th of May. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email is spielpod@gmail.com, or post to the forum on our website, www.spielpod.com. And we will finish with, from 1964, This is Marvin Gaye and Wonderful One.